This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
All right.
Yo.
It's been a minute.
It's been a hot sec, fam.
Feels weird.
Fucking hell.
Feels like the first time we ever.
Do intro,
like the
bro.
First time, man.
Let's get that
straight
out of the way,
to bro. Intro.
All right, what's good, people? Welcome back to the Points and More podcast. In the studio, as always, you got myself, Febby, you got Charles.
Yo.
You got Ken.
What's good, people?
We got no jibs, but yeah, we move.
Yeah, we move still.
Come on.
Oh, how you guys been?
Been all right, man.
The one nine been kicking my ass.
It's been vidsing.
That's
you need to explain how you catch COVID in 2021, bro.
Hey, look,
how you dodge case, it in 2019, right. 2020, and you catch it at the end of 2021? Are you not ashamed of yourself?
You know that once COVID had to like check its books, and it's like, yo, Charles hasn't been on this from restrictions. The lifting restrictions very soon. And he's like, yo, yeah. I'm catching this guy. And that's what happened, man. Like, I'm dying, boy.
It's what you
like,
get for going to that place as well, you know.
Or going.
I don't know why people go to that place. Because if you live in Dublin, yeah, you have no business going to Galway, bro.
You know.
Galway people want to come to Dublin. you have no business going to Galway.
You know. So
that makes no
actually,
sense. So.
This is my second time going in the past like month. Because me and the boys went for Thingy's birthday. Remember? What's his name? Tell me your friend, Toib.
Yeah.
We went for Toby's birthday, man. I thought I would have got it then, but I came home and I didn't get.
My guy bus case. And yeah,
you
bus
went
cases.
Going the last 2 months, twice in the last 2 months.
Yes.
You were asking for COVID, bro.
Hey, that's COVID. Apparently, that's days. COVID central, man. Fucking.
Man got the Galway variant, bro.
Nah, but boys, yeah, this shit is the ghetto, because eating your food and not being able to taste and smell is just...
You might as well not eat like good food. Like, you might as well just eat oatmeal for lunch, breakfast, and dinner.
You guy, this is the time to eat shit you don't like.
Yeah, eat tofu and then, man, there, bro. Just eat hella healthy foods.
Like,
man,
the day before I lost my taste and smell, I made one banging stew. Was banging. Ooh. Absolutely banging, yeah.
But how do you know it was banging though if you can't taste?
It was
the day before. Okay.
So I had it, yeah. So I kept the rest in the fridge, and then the next day, I was like, yeah, let me go grab some stew, man. I put the stew in my rice, heat up, blah blah blah. I'm starting to eat, and I'm like, yo. Dead. What the fuck? I'm like, yo, what's happening? And then I was like, yo, I can't smell it either. Yeah, and I went to the toilet. I ran to the toilet. Yeah, and I just started spraying cologne on myself. Hey, I was spraying.
Look,
like
you didn't knock yourself out, bro.
And do you know the worst thing? Yeah, the worst thing with it was I couldn't actually smell the scent. I couldn't smell the scent of the cologne. But you know
what do you smell? Like just...
Do you know when you put hand sanitizer on, yeah? And you smell it. Yeah. Do you know it's very that strong alcohol smell? I go straight. Yeah, that's all you can smell, bro. I could just feel something straight out of the brain, like what the fuck? But I couldn't actually.
That's COVID reminding you what you should have been doing. you should have sanitized, bro.
Fuck it, man.
You wouldn't have got this.
This is mad.
I hope you're okay, because it seems rough, bruv.
It's yo, it me. You rough, see me, bruv. Yeah. I thank God for my immune system, because I think it could be worse than this. I think,
brother, you're taking your immune system. Brother, yes, you got COVID in 2021. Your immune system is weak, bro.
He seems in good spirits.
What I'm saying is, let me tell you. I've seen people who had COVID.
Yeah, in 2020, man.
Fuck, shut the fuck up, man.
You guys get the one that's like, it's like, it's like coming on at the 90th minute and skilling up a defender.
You're not, this is weak.
Femi, the virus is weak, bro.
You have to understand as well, this is 2021, so there's more variants out there. I could have that. I could have the very bad variant. This is all it's doing.
You could have Delta, you could have Safari.
He has the Galway one, bro.
Nah, we'll talk, because like, what's called, Emma got COVID as well. Like, classic. She was in bed for 2-4 days. I've been isolating since like last week. This is the day where I'm about to.
But you didn't get it.
No, I didn't get it. Somehow,
how did you dodge that?
Bro, I don't know.
That same thing. That's
the strong black immune system, bro. Don't mind this Charlie guy, bro.
I'm telling you, his immune system got COVID in 2021. As well, at the start of the year, I was with somebody who had COVID, like, I was in the yard and stuff,
And you dodged the boss case.
And I really thought I was proper, like, immune. Do you know what I mean? I really told
you. I went gold with two times in the last two months.
Ever since that happened at the start of the year, I always thought, yo, COVID can't touch me. And like, slowly as the months went by, I just stopped doing everything. Like, I stopped doing the whole wearing a mask and all that kind of stuff. Because I'm like, yo, my guy was saying basically,
black people can't get COVID.
I can't get COVID.
Do you remember that?
Yo, that was a thing, you know. People were really going on about how if you're black, you can't get it. You know, the melanin will kill the COVID.
Yeah, the melanin will kill it.
Well, look, we thank God, man. Look, I could be having troubles breathing, but we thank God I'm not.
At least that's not happening. We thank God for that still. Yeah. Come on.
Oh my days! How have you been? How are you settling in?
In the Netherlands, brothers. Should I tell you a lot about the football? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah,
I'm in the Netherlands now playing football at the amateur Dutch league, And I'm playing for Nathan Ake's boyhood club, you know?
You know
his dad that died? His dad was a coach at my club, you know? We had to do a one-minute moment of silence for him and everything at that game. And then we went and disrespected the by having a full-on fight during the...
So please, explain. We're playing.
My team's like an internationals team, innit? Because man can't speak Dutch, so I need people who speak English on my team. So I play an international team. But then we were playing these... just these lads from Turkey, like just Turkish lads, but they all speak Dutch, innit? And we were playing them, brother, we battered them. We were batting them 9-0, bro. But there was one guy on our team called Antoine. He's this French guy, all game, they're kicking my man, kicking him. All game, kicking him. He's giving it all, speaking, chatting shit, kicking him, whatever. We take him off, the coach takes him off. And because it was getting bad, it was getting very heated and whatever. But then one of our players got injured and we only had like one sub or something like that. So within the amateur Dutch, you can roll on subs or whatever, so you can bring people back on. So the coach makes the dumb decision to bring this brother back on. First minute he's on, they kick him again. He gets pissed. He goes up during a corner. He goes, elbows one of the Turkish dunnies in the neck, bro. My man falls over. I didn't see it. But then my man's on the floor. The Turkish dons all get mad. They run at him. They just think like, oh, he's hit him, whatever. They get mad. They start like pushing him, whatever. We go in front of them, get in between him and them and whatever. We're like, allow it. And then they go back to their boy and fuck me. He must have told them he can't breathe. These Turkish donnies lost it, bro. Went fucking mad, brother. One brother was like, they started speaking hella Dutch, bro. I didn't understand nothing, bro. And I was there like pushing them away, like relax. They chase, you know how in like South American thing when an entire team just starts chasing like a ref or a player, like they want to like burn him alive or something. You know, them thing. That's how they were chasing my man around the pitch. And we were like, nah, what's going on? So we started chasing, like trying to get in between, whatever. They were kicking him, trying to punch him up and everything. They wanted to kill him. They were saying they were going to kill him. Apparently, one of the other players was the older brother of the younger guy that got hit in the neck. My man is fuming, face red, tears coming out of his eyes. He's like, he goes, you know, I'm Turkish, I kill you, I murder you. And he's like saying stuff like, I'm your mother and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, relax, bro. I didn't know the brother couldn't breathe at this stage. So I was like, relax. Man was making hella death threats, like, I'm Turkish, I know people. I didn't know he was saying all this in Dutch, yeah? But me not understanding Dutch, I was like, brother, why are you...
Calm down.
Because I was the one in between and I was pushing my man away, like, relax, man. And they were fisting, brother. They chased his brother from one pitch to the other pitch. Ref, they even almost fist up the ref that was trying to get in between. They fist up a few of the players on our team as well, brother. They were on crud, man. But all this time, I didn't even know that they were making hella threats about wanting to kill us and everything. I thought they were just like, just pissed off. Didn't know they were saying stuff about like mafia and stuff. I was like, Jesus. It was not till after the Dutch lads were telling me that that's the type of stuff they were saying. Mad. And I was there in the middle pushing my man away.
It reminds me of when I used to do like schoolboy league, under 15s, and we went to play Darndale one lovely Sunday morning, at 10 a.m. Made a mistake, man. Yeah, yeah. Wait,
I just did. You said Darndale.
Yeah.
Long day.
You already know.
Is that the team? Is that the name of the team?
No, Darndale is a town.
It's the area.
It's an area, yeah. And but that's the name of the team as well. But I should have already known like this is going to be trouble when we go onto the pitch and you could see horse shit on the pitch already. There was horse poo, horses around. Yeah, you can see horses around. Play, yeah, cool.
You have to just forfeit like, the match.
You see some guy walk a horse at like fucking 9:15 in the morning or something.
Yeah, no, you need to forfeit that match, bro.
So now, yeah, how are we there at first, yeah? It was, like, obviously, we're away. We just came with our coach and, you know, a couple people's dads will drive down and all that.
Of course, yeah.
Come. So then we get there. First, the team wasn't even there. We had to ring their coach like, yo, are we in the right place?
They set your man up. Set your man up.
And then, and like, a few 20 minutes later, they all show up. Ref shows up as well. And everybody, we're ready to start. And then kick off, the match kicks off. 10 minutes, you just see a load of people, not part of the coaching team, not part of the team, just locals, just showed up at the pitch at like 10 past 10 on a Sunday morning.
And why is the team showing up like the band or something? They show up last or something?
I don't know, man. Like, so the locals, they just showed up like, and then I'm seeing guys with like hurley bats. I'm like, okay, maybe they have like GAA match or something. so cool now. Like the match started, like we're winning 2-0. The first 15 minutes, we're winning 2-0.
And the audience have hurley bats.
They have hurley bats, man.
I don't know how you playing that game. Who watches football with hurley bats? And then
just before like, I think there was like 15 minutes left for the first half, yeah.
Yeah,
one of our players must have just like I think he tackled one of them. Yeah, fair tackle. Yeah. He even got the ball.
Oh, fair.
And
oh.
It was, and the only thing he was arguing about is whether or not it was our throw or theirs, right?
Yeah.
Then next thing you know, I just see one of the Darndale lads just swung from him from the back, just swung him bang. I was like, wait, okay.
Oh yeah.
So the ref comes in, breaks it up. All that stuff is going on there. People are arguing on the pitch. Fam, I looked over to the other side, yeah. Why are there locals coming over to the side? Their locals are coming over to the side. And now my manager and their manager is trying to break off fights with their locals and other people who are not even our team member. Fam, no. And then there's more fights going on the pitch because my teammates, some of them are crazy as well. And I'm just like, fam, I could have gone to church, man. Imagine I went to tell my mom, this is what happened in the match.
There's some amateur teams you're not supposed to play, man. Fuck it. You're just not supposed to play.
We had to end the game, like, after 35 minutes. The match ended. Yeah. And then we got the walkover.
They called police for us, man. It was that bad.
Yeah, like, the police were scared for their lives. Because
these men were, they wanted to kill. They wanted to kill this lad, bro. Yeah, man.
Oh, crazy, man. That is jokes.
But yeah, man, let's get to the main event, man.
Announcement time.
Announcement time. They'll already know what the announcement is, no? Because will they not know? Because I'm sure the title will probably be like final episode.
Yeah, I was like, will the title say? Are we gonna ask you guys? Are we gonna say it in the title?
Title should just say final episode, man, or goodbye.
Goodbye.
Just stay safe, yeah.
Just do bear in the big
mouth. That's the outro, yeah, man.
Outro. Someone look up. Make sure the outro is better than Big Blue House.
Yeah, man, that's what I'll change it to.
Yeah, so yeah, basically we have some news. Pints of Malt. This is gonna be our very last episode.
Come on.
Damn. Yeah, that's,
like it's a good,
that's actually sad, man. I'm not gonna lie. That's sad. You said that officially there, and that's fucking rough. Damn.
Yes. It's been a good ride.
It feels like you're breaking up with a girl or something. It's not you, man. It's me, man.
The funny thing is, it's not the listeners. It's actually us.
It's not you, man. It's us, man. We're the ones. We drifted to different countries. We drifted apart.
I want to pursue other opportunities.
Other opportunities came.
I said, I've gone bigger than Pants of Malt, bro.
Y'all niggas can't afford me, man. Got other shit to do, man.
Shit. I knew this shit wasn't going to be serious. Fuck it.
There's no way it was going to be serious. But we'll talk. So literally we said it there. We've all drifted to different... I'm in Belfast at the moment. Femi's in Northern Ireland. Wait,
Paddy?
Femi is in the Netherlands. I'm in Northern Ireland. Femi is in the Netherlands.
Femi's in Monaghan or some shit.
I'm literally the only person in the country now.
Jibs is in Northern Ireland, bro.
Not me.
And yeah, Charlie's literally the only person in Dublin now. And like, so...
Yeah. You can catch Charlie in Galway. He'll be there every month.
What time you'll be finding me in Galway, man?
Find Charlie in Galway.
Yeah, man. Yeah, listen. It's like Kenny was saying. It's just been like, I'm sure you guys know this. We haven't done episodes for a while. It's just been hard to kind of do it because we're not all together anymore. And it's just like we wanted to keep this going for as long as possible, but. It's just become so much harder. The last couple of months and with everybody apart, it's been tough. And we had like loads of plans and stuff, but you know, stuff happens. Look, you know, don't be sad that it's over.
Be happy that it happened.
Be happy that it happened.
There's like a boy band breaking up, man. We should say what we're all going on to do next, bro. Man's becoming solo, bro.
Don't worry. 2035.
Reunion tour.
Reunion tour. We'll be back.
Catch us in your local uni, man. We're gonna come deep.
In your local uni, we're like 40 years old.
when your kids are in uni, you're gonna tell them, "Yo, this man."
You're gonna tell them, "Yeah, you man better go. You better go and watch them, man." We tried, man. You lot can say we tried, but how many episodes did we give you, man?
116. Like,
116, bro. When we started, I thought we were gonna do 12 at most.
Do you know what the maddest thing is? Yeah, we actually just done one at first. Yeah,
Yeah, we were like, let's just see what goes. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work,
there's still like, I think there's still like one or two episodes recorded that never came out.
Yeah, man, we should give that. Just drop one a year for the next 2 years. Just drop one a year for the
first two. For obvious reasons.
Yeah,
yeah.
The statute of limitations goes still. We still can't. Still, isn't it? We still can't release.
I say we keep that and sell it as an NFT, man. Oh,
I swear, oh my days. Yes, let's do that.
Don't let Jims hear that, please.
Hey.
Nah, but. I suppose one thing we wanted to say, like, and I think I can speak for all the lads, I can speak for myself definitely, is that, like, thank you guys for all the support, listening, subscribing, liking our content, sharing, all the kind of stuff, like, interacting with us on Twitter, Instagram, even just in person. Before the pandemic, when we were out and stuff, people would, like, say, oh, like, say random stuff about our podcast and stuff like that, and that didn't go unnoticed, and, like, we really appreciate that, so... Just big up you guys and thank you for literally everything.
For sure. Like, even recently, like, I was talking to someone, I'm like, oh, I recognize you. I'm like, from what? Like, Python more. Like, oh, yeah, come on. Too bad.
Come on.
Too bad.
I said, what do you mean? Oh, you'll see, nigga. you'll see, bro. Real, stay though, posted.
Like, for real, like... This has been so good, like, doing this with you, like, you guys especially, like,
come on.
You know, coming, like, starting off in uni, we'd have, like, these convos, random conversations on the sofas in the biomed center and all that kind of stuff, and then, like, seeing it come to life and us actually doing something together like this has been good, man, and, like, the support has always been A1. And I can we can never thank you guys enough for that.
It's been unreal. You guys sold out our first show, like, ridiculous, like.
For sure.
We got on a few publications here in the island and the UK as well.
Publications. We got on a few, like, lists and on the podcasts.
We were chatting with Oprah's podcast as well. We were chatting with Oprah. Oprah's podcast.
Apple Music podcast.
That was because of you guys, man. Safe, man.
Come on.
I suppose one thing I wanted to say, I wanted to thank Headstuff as well.
Day one,
Headstuff, especially Paddy.
Yeah, Brian, shout out Paddy,
lads,
man.
The lads there, you
shout
guys.
Shout out Brian.
Unreal.
Yo, big shout out to Brian, absolutely, by unreal. The way. Like, you guys, like, since the pandemic, or even before, the whole thing, like, he's just been such a real G with, like, helping us, like, you know, like, edit the pod and push things together and stuff like
shout
that.
Shout out Brian.
Shout out Brian, man. But shout out Paddy for the opportunity, because, like, we just did this with a crack and he fully, like, just...
Man turned into something fully proper. man turned into something proper.
You didn't even have to sell nothing to him. Man just said, you guys are funny. But yeah, man, big shout out to the guys at Headstuff. And guys, like, if anyone of you's, listen, I know a couple of people who listen to the pod who hit me up a few times about, like, starting a podcast and stuff like that. If you need, like, space and stuff, Headstuff, they've got like a nice studio as well.
Yeah, man.
Definitely check that out. But yeah, man, big thank you to the guys, because without you guys, like, this wouldn't have been. Yeah, I think we would have ended up at the 12 episodes.
if that even.
Not gonna lie, yeah, like, it would have been.
Man, probably like five, man.
I know the peas, yeah. After a while,
I swear.
Fuck this, man.
I'm gonna allow this, man. Allow this podcast, bro. Yeah, man. And shout out every guest we've had, man.
Every single guest we've had.
I swear, yeah, everybody.
Kenny, can you list them all out and tag them?
List
please?
All the guests. I'm going to miss someone.
Ken, you can do it, man. All right, cool. First guest we ever had.
First guest we ever had. Ooh.
Who the fuck is
it
that?
It was MJ Skrilla, bro. Come
was
on.
It
MJ Skrilla, was it?
Yeah, episode 4, man.
Wait, are you on the podcast?
I wasn't
there.
Are you on Insta or something? Like,
I'm not, brother. Look at me, man. Brother, you just say, just say you lot don't care about the podcast. Yeah, just say you don't care.
Don't piss me off. Don't piss me off.
I'm not on anything.
Do you know what?
It was Sam. Sam was episode 4. Then it would have been probably Dipo.
Yeah, and then we had
Let me go from the very start.
And then we had Yeti and
We had Sam. Yeah, Sam was on. Dipo was on. Yeti and Sider were on.
Kem, you don't need to go on the thing. I know this, bro. Tosin, why is he reading it off?
Tosin and Martin were on for one as well. Who else?
We had,
Hassan was
Fiona,
on.
We had Fiona on.
We had Fiona on for one. Hassan was on for some. Oni was on.
We had Kane on. We had Jude on.
Jude on. Akeem was on. The boys at Raji Music were on.
Bounce.
Tolu McKay.
Can't forget Bounce.
Bounce.
Who used that guy.
Bounce
like,
was on. Mom was
on like five times. You might as well be a fifth member at this stage.
Yeah, shout out
fifth
to him for the logo as well.
Yeah, shout out to Bounce for the logo. Yo, yeah, Uncle Bounce. If you guys need logos, man, shout out Uncle Bounce, man.
I don't even know if he still does that, but yeah.
He does. Yeah, what's it called? Manessa was on.
Yeah.
For one. Kay was on.
Who's Kay
on?
Jesus Christ. Karen. Yeah, that's true.
We had John
Tamboy. We had John
Tamboy on.
Yeah, John was on still. Shout out, John.
The boys
we play
at
music
Rex.
On the disc.
Boys at Tebby Rex were on.
Shout
Tolu
out
McKay.
Tebby Rex.
Felly
shout out
Tolu
McKay. Shout out Felly Speaks.
Who else was on that we...
Shout.
I think that's everybody.
We had Alice
on.
We had Alice. We had...
Her name is Linda.
We had them
on as well.
Yeah, shout out them. Shout out Alice anyways.
I'm pretty sure we're missing somebody.
Yeah, that person's fuming right now as well. You know they're listening.
I'm so
well.
Sorry who we're missing. I don't think we're missing any. I think we've got on everybody, man. I'm gonna lie.
We
have Deji. Deji was on.
Shout out Deji, man.
Deji was on for one
as well. What's his name?
What's his name?
Oh, your cousin.
My
cousin was on as well.
Me?
Whose cousin?
Yeah, your cousin. When we were doing the SARS thing. Was it your cousin or
your boy. Your boy. Yeah, your boy from
Nigeria,
man.
All the way
from
Nigeria.
For the SARS thing, yeah.
Big shout out to my boy, Ore. I actually want to say, big shout out to my boy. He actually,
You know who else we forgot?
What's up, bro?
Big shout out to my boy. He lives in Mani now.
He
literally just came this week. He's going to do a master's, and I'm just so happy he's out of that country. Big shout out to my boy.
That's mad. That's great.
He came on. We had him on. Protests were going on. Yeah.
You know who we forgot? Been on twice as well.
Who?
Raf.
We said Raf.
Oh, yeah, Raf.
You said him.
Prod Solo.
Prod Solo was
on. Prod Solo was on as well.
You can't forget him.
Dio was on.
Shout out Dio as well, man.
When they done the episode about events, Dio was on.
I think we have.
I think that's everybody, man.
Kenny don't mind him, man.
Kenny, I think it's because you weren't on it. That's probably why.
That was probably why. I think that's everybody, man.
Yeah. You better hope it is.
So. I hope it is.
it's you I'm blaming if you forget.
A big thank you as well to everybody who came to the live show, man. That was so dope as well. It was a nice experience.
Yeah, that was unreal. Really good time. That was unreal. That's one thing. That was probably still one of my highlights of the past, like, 2-3 years.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's dope, man.
It's been nothing.
Yeah, nothing else happened.
Fuck off.
It was either that or testing positive for COVID, man. Those are the only two things you could have done, bro.
That happened just before COVID as well, didn't it? Just before lockdown.
It was,
fuck, we did that. Imagine, like, that never happened, man. Fucking hell.
But literally, big up everybody who came on the show and everybody who supported. Really, really appreciate it. And, that's pretty much it.
One thing
I wanted to do is shout out to, like, obviously, since we've started, there's been a bunch of different podcasts that we sort of had that we've been listening to, that like shout out all the podcasts doing some dope stuff. And hopefully
don't do what we did.
Just don't do what we did and move ahead.
Move countries.
Nah, but really shout out to you guys. Like particularly, like I just want to say, like, where your heads at, they're doing some dope stuff. Black and Irish. The podcast and like even the platform, they're doing some dope stuff as well.
Now you have to list out all of them, Ken.
Do it. Those are the ones that I know off head right now.
Are you only listing those three?
Everybody is doing dope shit, man.
Yo, okay, why did you name one? You should have done it diplomatically and just said.
Oman podcast, where's your head?
Brother, you know, disrespectful, man.
If I speak, is a new word this day.
You are disrespectful, man. This is the final episode as well.
Do you know who I actually want to shout out? Black Girls Living as well. UK podcast. I know Vic. Is always supporting us. Yeah, appreciate Vic, you guys.
Always supporting you. Big shout out to you guys.
Shout out to you, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Like, shout out to everybody doing their thing. Like, even just the past year, everyone just coming up on social media doing their thing. It's been so good to see. And like, long may it continue, man. You guys, like, it's been from us anyway. It's been
shout out DM podcast. Shout out Tree at the Back. You man are disrespectful, man. Look, just know their views is not Femi's views, man. Look, what? I rate all you, man. Don't mind these man.
You're not serious. One thing we haven't shouted out is we got to shout out Slight Motive. Shout out the OGs.
Shout himself.
Yes, I am shouting myself out. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, follow. No cap out every Sunday, 7 p.m.
Every Sunday, you know.
Doesn't mean the content.
The show must go on, bro.
I think that's it, man.
What else is there? That's the same, man. Get your tickets for the 2027 reunion tour. They'll be out on.
Do you know what? We're gonna sell as an NFT token, and then you can renew it or
renew it.
Not to you might know how these NFTs work. You might just say the name.
do you know that NFT thing, yeah? Do you know the mad thing is that every time I'm on Instagram, I always see that guy that goes, "So, what the hell are NFTs?" But I know I should just wait and watch the video. But every single time, I just fucking get the fuck out of my face, man.
I don't get how ads work because I don't like, me personally, anyways, I don't like someone making me do something I didn't plan to do. You can't make me watch a video I did not plan to watch, bro. I will never watch an ad that just pops up. Never. Because you're making me do something I didn't consent to.
Nah, my own is like when the first 10 seconds of the ad doesn't even it's not even like engaging. I'm just like, yeah, get the fuck out of here, man.
Even if it's engaging, bro, just out of principle.
What? Because you're not trying to
swipe away, bro. No, man. If I want to know where NFT is, I'll Google it. I'll watch it on YouTube.
Why haven't you done it?
Ignorance, bro.
As they say, ignorance, bro.
Oh shit.
Stubbornness, man. Alright, man. Let's
wrap up.
Ken, it's up to you now. You gotta take it home.
Final wrap up. Don't cry, man.
Take us home, bro.
Let me hear you fuck up for one last time. This is the biggest assignment you have right now is to kill this, yeah? So
Don't
fuck this shit up, bro.
As always, guys, thanks for listening.
As always, how's it?
Why? But that's what I say.
It's been about two months since we last said that.
It don't matter.
Go.
Thanks for listening. I was going to say, make sure to get involved in the conversation.
If we forgot to shut you out, man, just let us know, man. We're
not going to reply.
Hashtag pints of more last episode. Let us know how you.
Hashtag voice about finale. There in the big blue house. Goodbye.
Finale.
Goodbye.
You know.
Let us know what we did to, you know, touch your life. You know,
yeah, course. And yo, if you are a guest and we didn't shout you out, let Kenny know anyway.
Literally, and thank you guys so much for all the support, all the guests, everybody who's liked, shared, subscribed, listen to the thing. Shout out Head Stuff once again. Literally hashtag Pints of Malt to let us know, like, say goodbye, give us your best memories, give us your sticky situations. I cannot neither confirm or deny if we reply, but it's out there.
What? Why did you say that? They're not gonna do it. Cause
look, yeah, I will reply. I'm always.
Wait, did you ask people to send you sticky situations?
Send
for what reason? What?
This ending is atrocious. But as always, guys, we appreciate.
If you
want
to send a sticky situation to us, think about your life properly. Yeah. And then go see a therapist, bro. Because if you think we're gonna be replying after last episode to your sticky situation, yeah.
There won't even be like a page for them to do that on.
Oh, the website's still up.
The website's not up. The Twitter's still up, but yeah, look, that's it. I'm ending it here. Hashtag find some more.
Yo.
Last time.
Yo,
thank you guys.
Yo, look, clap for come yeah, on, man. Come.
Come on.
Yeah. It's been dope, man. You've lost shout. Dope, yeah, dope. Man.
Do you have time to sing a goodbye song before you go?
Gang.
Hey, this was really fun.
We hope you liked it too.
Seems like we've just begun when suddenly we're through. Goodbye, goodbye, good friends, goodbye. 'Cause now it's time to go. But hey, I say, well, that's okay.
'Cause we'll see you very soon, I know.
Very soon, I know. Goodbye, goodbye, good friends, goodbye.
Goodbye.
And tomorrow just like today. The moon, the bear, and the big blue house will be waiting for you to come and play. To come and play. To come and play. Bye now.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.